Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, how we doing on this hump day Wednesday in New York City? I just want to get something out of the way right away. I have a terrible feeling about the Met game. So when the Met game is over, in about 2 hours or so, Tiki and I will give you an instant reaction. But I just want to let you know right off the top, as they're playing an afternoon game in Minnesota, I have a sick feeling.
Oh, is this an in-evident Tiki Rico Bronya?
Yeah. Well, nice. Briefly. It's just 20 seconds of me being honest. I just don't feel good about the Met game. We'll get to them later. We'll get to the Yankees later. They will try to continue to own their little sons, known as the Kansas City Royals. And Travis Hunter made some fascinating comments the other day. But let's put Joe Shane on the psychologist's chair. And we, Tiki, you and I, and the audience, and Sean and Tommy, can be those that interpret what he said.
Okay.
Okay?
Now I do that pretty well sometimes.
You're very good at it. Now, I think I'm pretty good at it, too, and we may have differing opinions. So, Joe Shane met the media earlier today. You've heard a lot of the clips right here on WFAN. Great job by BT and Sal and Hall for cutting that up. But there are two clips I want to play off the top. And tell me what you read off of it, all right? Number one, hey, Joe, do you have an urgency to draft a quarterback in next week's draft?
With the signing of those two players, I think we put ourselves in a position where, you know, I don't think that's mandatory or something that we're, you know, our feet are the fire and we have to do. You know, I think the two guys we signed have played a lot of ball. They've got a lot of skins on the wall, and I do think we've upgraded that room, you know, compared to where it was a year ago. I like the two guys that we have, and, you know, Tommy's still in there, and he's won games for us, too, and he's still developing, you know, so we're happy with the makeup of the room right now.
Tommy DeVito gets a shout-out.
Tommy getting love!
Lugie, you happy over there?
Music to my ears.
I see, I knew that. That's interesting, because yesterday when I was talking about what I thought the Giants were trying to do with their workout, Shedeur Sanders, they had Jackson Dart in, Jalen Milroe's going to come in. It almost feels like they're telling everybody, at least is what I thought yesterday, we're going to draft a quarterback. If you want one of these guys, you have to come get us, come to us to get that draft pick. Now he's saying the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling the exact opposite. Yeah, we don't need a quarterback. But it also could be the same thing, getting to the same point, saying something different. Meaning, we don't really need a quarterback. So we don't want to waste our pick. So if you want one, come to number three. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't need to be here to draft what we need. So if you have a real need, come trade with us at number three. I think anytime a general manager or an executive or an owner speaks ahead of the draft, there's always some PR ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. And so Joe Shane saying the things that he's saying, it's trying to figure out, what's he actually
absolutely
saying?
So what is he actually saying, Tiki?
I think he's actually saying the truth, which is we're good enough to win right now. So we don't have to draft a quarterback.
We have Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito.
Tommy! So we don't need a quarterback in order to function. We'll function.
Right.
It's just, what do we want to do going forward?
Sidestep.
That you won't know.
Sidestep on that initial clip we played. He basically thinks Daniel Jones sucked. I also took that out of it. Like, yeah,
that's true.
Our quarterback room is so much better than Daniel Jones and Drew Locke. Now, here's the second clip.
I think he subtle shaded him without even realizing he was throwing some shrapnel his way.
Absolutely. I don't think he meant to do it, but I think sometimes honesty brings out the
truth.
That's
what I heard that too.
Yes. The second clip is, hey, Joe, don't you want a young franchise quarterback, though?
Where we are, yeah. I mean, it's you'd like to have, you know, a young franchise quarterback. I think every general manager would be. You know, everybody wants that. You know, so, but the value has to be right, or it doesn't matter. I mean, you get that one wrong, you know, you just got to get that right.
Position
to get the right one at the right time. That's when you pull the trigger.
Interesting.
Do me a favor, Tommy. Can you, at some point, isolate just the moment where Joe says, you got to get that right. If you don't get it right, pause, because I know what he's thinking in his head. I got to move back to Buffalo.
Right, I'm fired if I don't get this right.
Yeah.
You saw what happened down the road at the Jets camp, Joe Douglas. He got it wrong. It only took a couple years, but he was out.
And that's the perfect example, because Joe Douglas had some really, really good drafts.
No
doubt. If you get it wrong at quarterback, you're screwed.
It's interesting what he just said there, though, because it almost makes it sound like usually if you're a general manager and there's a draft class that has some potential stars in it, you're just going to laud them. Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. I love these guys at the top of the draft. I'd love to get a chance. You know, we'll see what happens at three, but they're great and yada. It almost sounded like he was saying, we've done a lot of work on these guys, and I don't want to mess up my career by drafting one of them and them missing.
Because
if you know, you're excited about having the opportunity to pick one of those guys. It's almost like there's some doubts in his mind about these quarterbacks, and he doesn't want to lose his job because those doubts might actually be real.
So I'm going to tell you right now, and y'all may think I'm crazy. That's okay. I listen to everything he said. I am emboldened on April 16th, the way I felt on January 16th, and the way I felt on February 16th. The New York Giants are taking Shedeur Sanders at number three in the NFL.
Shedeur Sanders.
I really believe that. And I think what Joe Shane is doing, or at least trying to do, is he's trying to play the game. He's trying to play the game. He's trying to play the game of misdirection. He's trying to play the game of, well, we don't really need to draft a quarterback. He's trying to play the typical draft game. Mm. And I see right through it. Because here's the truth about Joe Shane, and he knows it, and I know it, and everybody in the audience knows it. Let's use a baseball analogy as we have begun this baseball season. Is he going to take five pitches in a row and hope that four of them are balls? Or is he going to take a swing? And what I mean by that is he has not drafted a quarterback in his drafting career with the New York Giants. Not one! I'm not talking about the first round. I'm talking about period.
Yeah.
And Joe Shane knows what I know and you know, which is if they don't win games and John Mara is in, quote, in a better mood next year, his ass is fired. And I'm telling you right now, when you step up to the batter's box and your career's on the line, are you taking six pitches in a row, bro? Mm. Are you saying, I just hope the pitcher doesn't throw a strike? I'm standing up right now, and Tiki is tightening up the microphone. I just want to show you the analogy. I'm at the plate. The bat's in my hand. And I could just take a bunch in a row and hope I walk. By the way, you know who's an expert on that? Me.
Mm.
Because when I was playing high school baseball, I sucked.
You played high school baseball?
Yeah, they had no one. Everyone wanted to play lacrosse. They had no good athletes left. So I was a defensive DH. You know what I mean? Like, I played good first base, but they DH'd me out of games because I couldn't hit. But accidentally once, I had to get up. And you know what I did? And I regret it to this day. I didn't swing the bat because I was afraid. Because I knew, odds are, I'm going to swing and miss. So I took a bunch of pitches. I got two at-bats in high school.
You literally got two at-bats.
I did. Two at-bats. Played great defense at first base. They called me Rico Bronya over there But I got two at-bats.
So you're ninth inning defensive replacement.
Well, sometimes I would actually start, but they would DH me out. Like, I would literally just play defense and not hit because I don't want to brag. I actually was a good defensive first baseman. I know that sounds nuts. Couldn't hit. One at-bat, I got hit in the ass right away.
Oh, nice. On base.
On base. That's right. Thank
dude,
you.
So at the very least, you're 500 on base percentage.
That's right. Thank you very much.
You would think somebody that scores games would know that's not an at-bat. But
well, two plate appearances. You're right about that.
Right.
The second one, I didn't swing.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because I was afraid. So Joe Shane may sound afraid. He's not afraid because he knows his career is on the line and he knows the Giants' future is on the line. So I'm telling you right now, and I respect you. I respect everybody in the audience. I respect that you're listening to what Joe is saying. You're trying to interpret it. I'm telling you right now, he's not taking a pitch right down the middle. God bless you.
Thank you.
He's not looking at a curveball from Adam Wainwright hooking right over the middle of the plate. It's not happening. He's going to swing for the fences, and I firmly believe that everything he said today and everything he said in the past is an attempt at misdirection, but I won't be fooled. He's taking a quarterback at 3, and his name is Shedeur Sanders.
I could argue, let's keep this baseball analogy going.
Go ahead.
That this offseason, back in about a month ago when he signed Jameis Winston and then followed it up and immediately signed Russell Wilson, he didn't take a cut, but he bunted to get a base hit.
You think that's a base hit, Teak?
Yeah, he bunted. It's definitely a base hit. The question is did he push it down the line into unoccupied left field and turn it into a double? That's the question we don't know. All we know is he squared the bunt. He didn't swing. He didn't swing for the fence and try to get a star, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He didn't try to go get someone who could potentially get them deep into the postseason to make a run. He got a hit, a bunt.
Well, I don't know if he got a hit yet.
I think that's what he's doing. He squared the bunt.
Okay.
By having Russell Wilson and having Jameis Winston, he squared the bunt. Now, whether or not that turns into a hit, we'll see. It could be a double.
I actually really like that analogy. I love this baseball stuff, right?
It is baseball season.
Yeah, you're right. I love the fact that Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston's a bunt. I agree with that. But here's where I will disagree.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if he got the bunt down yet. Because Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, or really mostly Russell Wilson, hasn't played a game yet. And here's the other thing about bunting. And it goes back to Soto the other day.
Right.
When you lay down a successful bunt, you're just asking the next guy to come through with a big hit. And that means whether it's the next general manager or it's Joe Shane from now because he saved his job, you're just kicking the can down the road to the inevitable moment where you have to get that franchise quarterback.
Right, you have to take the swing. It is crazy how this analogy works no matter how long we keep extending it.
It really does.
It's crazy.
It really does. And look, we're going to find out in 8 days, and I can't wait, because I do think we've gotten to the point of this NFL draft dialogue where we're sick and tired of waiting.
Oh, my God. We've been talking about the draft since November.
Well, and that's the Giants. Like.
You've been talking since November. I've been talking since about September 30th.
And that's the Giants' fault. Like, when you suck and when you're bad, you then think about the draft for as long as we've been thinking about it. And I'm just using logic here. And logic tells me that as much as Joe Shane tried to paint a picture of, we feel great about what we have, we don't need to do it, you don't want to miss out on a quarterback, as much as he tried to paint it that way, they're picking third in the NFL draft, and it feels likely that a guy who was projected as a top two pick a month ago is going to be sitting there for him. You're telling me he's not taking that guy? I call BS.
Unless he thinks he's not good enough. That's the only reason he wouldn't.
Okay. Perfect, perfect segue, Tiki. I'm with Evan. I think you have to swing, and I think all the scouting they've done in Colorado, how do you walk away after all that time going, we're good? And for anybody who's anti-swing today, Evan's not anti-swing, okay? Evan wants to swing. But there are people out there that are anti-swing. You don't think next year, wherever the Giants are picking, whoever the top quarterback prospect is, you're not going to poke a million holes through? And if they pass again, right, you don't think the year after, even if it's a new GM?
Oh, it always will be.
It's always going to be that way. And you don't think 20 years ago, if we had a million more draft analysts like we do today than Mel Kiper Jr. and social media, we wouldn't have poked holes on some of the best quarterbacks? The truth is, there is no more clean prospects. And the last clean prospect we had was Trevor freaking Lawrence. We could poke a lot of holes in his career.
Right, and the Jags did all they could to fail him.
Yeah, the only way to fail at quarterback or bigger than not taking the swing is by not taking the swing and having him succeed.
Can I give you another analogy that's not related to baseball? It's related to dating. I had a buddy of mine. I'm not going to name his name because he's married now, and I don't want to put him on blast. But this guy, every time we went out to the bar, and every time I would go through having a girlfriend and try to set him up with a friend, he would always find a reason why she's not good enough.
Moogie!
It was not Tommy.
Sounds familiar, though.
Always would find a reason. Sometimes it was physical. Sometimes it was personality-driven. Sometimes it was job-related. Dude, it was everything. And finally, I'm like, dude, you don't know until you go out with her. You really don't. You don't know. You're always looking to poke a hole.
Shoot your shot, if you know what I mean.
Shoot your shot. And by the way, maybe the things that are bothering you before you've ever gotten to know her, you're going to realize, I don't even mind that. I actually love that. That turns me on. And so I think that your analogy is exactly what's happened with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. They've been here for a few years. They haven't drafted one damn quarterback. And maybe it's that analogy of poking holes in everything. And look, I think the other thing we need to do in the next week, and I've heard a few people do it, go on record on what you think Shedeur Sanders is. Don't pass on him because, well, I just like that. Do you think he's going to be any good? I gave you my opinion yesterday. I'll say it again. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league. I don't think he's going to be elite. I don't think he's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's solid. I think he's going to be a guy who could start for you for the next 10 years. I think he's accurate. I think he's smart. I think he's positioned well to succeed in this league. I'll tell you something else I like about him. I like the fact, and maybe this doesn't matter to you, it matters to me. I like the fact that he went to a garbage program and he helped elevate it. That matters, that, too. Guess what?
By the way, that does say something.
Doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You're Jackson State with the HBCU. which we hadn't heard of. All of a sudden, they're relevant. They did really well in their conference. And then he goes to Colorado, which had fallen onto, I don't know the last time I even thought about the Buffaloes, Colorado. And all of a sudden, they're relevant. Now, they weren't great. It's not like they were necessarily competing for playoff spots, but they became relevant, and he became good.
And why'd that happen? It happened mostly, not all, entirely, but mostly because of the quarterback. So I'll tell you right now.
And they did have the Heisman Trophy winner,
I get
Travis
it.
Hunter.
That's why I said it wasn't
also
only him.
Available in this draft.
Absolutely. But you know as well as I do that a quarterback is going to impact the game a hell of a lot more than even a two-way player who plays wide receiver and cornerback. A quarterback makes that kind of impact.
No, you're right.
So I actually think Shedeur Sanders is going to be a good quarterback in this league, and I value that enough to draft that guy at number three. And I think Joe Shane agrees. No matter what he said today, no matter what other BS they put out there over the next week, he knows what I know and you know. You got to shoot your shot. You can't take five pitches in a row that you're hoping are just out of the strike zone. And he's not going to do it. We'll get to your calls next at 888-808-1019. But the NFL draft is a week away. And I think Joe Shane is getting ready for that uppercut swing for a quarterback. And I can also tell you this, whether it is Shedeur Sanders at three, or it's Abdul Carter, or it's somebody else, the New York Giants must be the team that is featured on Hard Knocks this season. And I know that John Mara may not
There's
like that.
There's no chance that's happening.
Well, I've got news for you.
Can't you veto it if you just were on it?
Well, I don't know how the offseason Hard Knock rules apply, but based on the Hard Knock rules, the New York Giants qualify as a team that cannot say no. There's a list of teams. You can't have hired a new head coach.
Interesting.
Which they didn't do. I forget, what are the other rules that make you eligible for Hard Knocks?
I thought if you had just been on it.
Playoffs and just been on it. I think that counts, Evan.
No, I've seen a list. I've seen an official list from the NFL in which they are Hard Knocks eligible.
So because they did the preseason Hard Knocks,
yeah.
It's not, it doesn't count.
Off-season Hard Knocks, yeah.
Yeah, off-season. No, yeah, interesting.
I've got the list in front of me, and I'll go very, very quickly, but I think you'd agree that they are a top three team that should be considered. Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons,
no,
Baltimore
you.
Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers, Cincinnati Bengals, Denver Broncos, Packers, Texans, Colts, Chiefs, Dolphins, Vikings, Eagles, Steelers, Niners, Seahawks, Titans, Commanders. I could see the Steelers because of the uncertainty around Aaron Rodgers, but the Giants are going to be the most interesting quarterback room in NFL history. How could you not want that?
Yeah, I think, the 49ers are probably kind of mini-resetting, so they're not interesting. The Giants are compelling. No matter what happens, they're going to be compelling because of the personalities and their quarterback.
That's
room.
My point.
I mean, they're all interesting.
And you throw Shedeur Sanders in there? Let's go.
I've heard you guys have some trouble sleeping lately.
Dude, that is going to be must-watch TV, and I get why maybe you don't want it, or John Mara doesn't want it, or some Giant fans don't want it. IFOing you guys.
But the regular compelling. Hard Knocks, I don't, who cares? It's like, all right, do you think the vet is going to be replaced by the young player? Oh, no, the young player's not good enough. It's such a great story. It doesn't make it type of thing. But they still can control what gets out there.
No. They could control what happened in the offseason Hard Knocks, and we still had John Mara talking about losing sleep. May win an Emmy.
Well, I thought that was compelling.
I thought it was great. I'm just saying, I don't think the Giants enjoyed it.
I think it showed, why not? I think it showed the realness of John Mara.
I think that most Giant fans still are bothered by that clip being this viral moment that defines them. But to your point, like, was it not entertaining TV? Yes,
right.
It was.
Or were you not entertained? By the way, that is a core tenet of the NFL.
Absolutely.
Be competitive, be entertaining.
Yeah, the Giants aren't competitive, but very entertaining.
I mean, as a league. Oh,
did you mention they removed the playoff parameter?
What was that?
That it doesn't matter if you made the playoffs.
Well, yeah. I mean, you heard the list of teams I use. Like, those are all the teams that are eligible. So it sounds like the only teams that are ineligible are teams that just hired head coaches, which is why the Jets are not on this list, because they just hired Aaron Glenn. But it sounds like as long as you didn't change coaches, pretty much you're an eligible team. But then again, I don't know. Why don't you find that out for us? Either way, the Giants on Hard Knocks is must-watch TV.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Let's get to your phone calls. 888-808-1019. James in Bayville is on the fan. How are you, James?
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, love the show. Evan, couldn't disagree with you more on your take about Joe Shane. taking Shedeur Sanders at number three. I think he'll obviously take a quarterback maybe in the second round or move back into the first round, but they need to win now. Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, they know their jobs are on the line. I just don't see it. They got to take somebody like Abdul Carter if he's there, or Travis Hunter. Like you said, Sanders isn't elite. He could be a good guy, but he's not elite. Like, we're Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, those guys,
well,
you could see they're going to be special.
James,
and they got to win games from the start.
So
Shedeur Sanders isn't going to play. He's not going to play week one. We know that.
By the way, I agree with exactly what you said, except the part where you say, I don't take Shedeur Sanders. Like, I don't think he's going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL, so I agree with you. Number two, he's not going to play right away. I agree with you, which is why I brought up a question yesterday that I actually almost have to apologize for. I asked a question yesterday around, if you're picking at the top of the NFL draft or towards the top of the NFL draft, and you select a defensive player and you hit the jackpot, they become Myles Garrett, right? That's the jackpot.
Yes.
If Abdul Carter, I know it's not a perfect comparison, but if he becomes Myles Garrett, we'd all say you hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Right.
Would you rather draft Myles Garrett versus a guy who I envision Shedeur being, which is more of a solid quarterback like Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins? Well, I didn't realize that that question, which I was so proud of when I asked it yesterday, was so compelling that there was a caller earlier today to WFAN who was so confused on who asked the question because he didn't sleep at all. This is James in Neptune calling up the station earlier today, not to us who asked the question, confused. Because, as he admits, he couldn't sleep because he was thinking about the question.
It goes to yesterday. I almost couldn't sleep thinking about it. Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr, or would you rather have a Garrett or a Parsons on your team? It needs to be a defensive player that is Hall of Fame worthy. Then would you... Carter or Sanders? It's the same question. You take Carter. You don't take Sanders. You can get a Sanders whenever.
Now I thought about this too.
Did you lose sleep like James did?
I did not, because the conclusion came very quickly to my mind.
Go.
When you look at teams that have, let's say, the greatest defensive end of this generation, what's his name? You just said it.
Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
How much have the Browns won?
Bingo. Speak to me, Tiki. You talk about
the great young edge rusher of this generation. Down in Dallas, and Micah Parsons.
Yes.
How much have they won?
Yes.
It's just, it's as great as that player is, or potentially will be, you're not winning without a good quarterback.
Bang.
And how you might even request a trade without one.
Right. Exactly. Myles Garrett, get me the hell out of here. I don't have a quarterback.
That is why.
And look at Kirk Cousins. He continually takes teams to postseasons. Last year, notwithstanding, recovering from an Achilles injury. Derek Carr even took the Raiders to the postseason.
That's why our last caller disagrees with me, disagrees with you, but this is the way, the proper way, in my opinion, you have to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Your bar in drafting a quarterback at three is lower than your bar in drafting any other position. Because if you draft Myles Garrett, or in this case, Abdul Carter, and he becomes one of the best defensive players in the league, it is still not as valuable as drafting a solid, not elite, solid quarterback at three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on record. If I'm wrong, I'll be here. I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be a solid quarterback in the NFL. He'll never be Mahomes. He won't be Josh Allen, in my opinion. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. But I also don't think he's going to bust. I think he's solid. So, do you want solid quarterback, or do you want elite-level defensive player? And the truth is, if you never find that quarterback, you're going to waste the career of said defensive player like the Browns are doing with Myles Garrett.
Who's now 30 and has yet to... Have they been in the postseason? Yeah, they were in the postseason last year.
Yes,
Two years ago with Joe Flacco.
That is why that question kept James and Neptune up all night last night, to which he couldn't stop thinking about it. And he called up the hosts. I forget which. I think it was BT and Sal. They were like, well, where'd this come from?
He's like, that's a great question.
It's a great question. Because I confused James. So, James, if you're listening, I just want to apologize to you and your wife and your kids. I never meant when I asked that question to Tiki yesterday that I was going to cause you to not have any relations with your wife and basically have your whole night ruined. Because it was. You could tell in his voice.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize.
Evan.
What?
The perplexing questions.
It's such a good question.
Of draft'em.
It's such a good question.
We're a week away and you're making people anxious already. They're already anxious. I don't think Jet fans are anxious. Jet fans are in this play it slow. We got a good head coach. We know it. We'll be fine.
Well, you know what it is?
Giant fans are in this. We are desperate for some level of success because otherwise we're turning everything over all over again.
Absolutely. The reason why we're calm, and it doesn't mean I'll be calm next Friday because I have my opinions about what the Jets should do, what they can't do, what they must do, but this is a new GM. This is a new head coach. And so we're much more calm. We're a calmer fan base right now going into next week while Giant fans are on edge. Bob's in Milford, Connecticut. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I think this Shane is the worst kind of GM. He reminds me of Steve Phillips when he was with the Mets. He's in love with the microphone. He has never met a microphone in his life. And he did it. It was so cringeworthy watching Hard Knocks. It's like, I want my GM to be like Tiki Barber on the football field. Make plays and don't show the emotion.
Hey.
Show the emotion in the locker room to your teammates.
That's right.
I don't want to see the buffoon. I want to see, I don't know, I just don't want him being the voice. When George Young, I go way back, I'm 59. When I go back to George Young, he would never play his cards open. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it's hard sometimes. I appreciate your call. It's hard sometimes when you're in New York. You know that this is a critical moment in your career. Look, he's going to be employed for another year, or not year, but let's say 8 months, 10 months, guaranteed, right? Because he's not going to get fired till after a season if it happens. So he's basically got 10 months to prove that he deserves to be here for the long
right,
haul.
Right.
And it starts next week. Everything that he's done.
Yeah.
And the success he had in 2022 with the draft from last year, the guys that have he's re-signed, Dexter Lawrence and others, traded for, et cetera, all of it's going to start being fully determined on Thursday,
no matter what the record
is right now.
I apologize. I need to defend the honor of Steve Phillips, because
must you?
Yeah, I must.
Okay,
I must because
I'll allow it.
I think he was wronged by that comparison. Number one, Steve Phillips was the general manager of a team that got to the World Series. Mm. When Joe Shane is the general manager of a team that goes to the Super Bowl,
right?
Let me know. That's number one. Number two, Steve Phillips did love microphones. He loved it so much, he's put together, I think, a really solid media career.
I don't know if Joe Shane loves microphones.
I completely agree with you. I don't think he does. That's why also why I think the comparison's awful. I think Joe Shane is forced to speak to the media. He does it more frequently than Dave Gettleman, thankfully. I don't think he's particularly good at it, but I don't think he enjoys it. The other thing, let me knock Steve Phillips a little bit. This is a classic story, I have to tell you. So Steve Phillips was criticized for being in the locker room a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure how you felt, different sport, but did you want your general manager in the locker room a lot, or would that not have bothered you?
I don't think that Ernie was in the locker room much at all.
Okay.
I don't remember. Maybe after games, but then everybody was in there after games.
See, I think it's different because there are fewer games. But
yeah.
But apparently Steve Phillips was in the locker room a lot, and it rubbed players the wrong way. So you'll love this.
Well, it's a hard proposition because players inherently are friends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then that guy is going to get rid of your friend at some point.
Or you. Right.
At some point.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to just be seen all the time.
Makes sense.
It's good to be a presence,
yeah,
but you can't be seen all the time.
So apparently Steve Phillips was seen all the time.
Yeah.
And he was in the locker room. It rubbed a lot of players the wrong way. And then the Mets in 2003 called up a young player by the name of Jason Phillips. And when Phillips' jersey was hanging there, a bunch of players said, wow, he finally did it. He activated himself.
Sorry, I thought that was a funny story.
It's pretty good, though. Oh, you enjoyed it? Good. Let's go to Paul in Queens. How are you, Paul?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
What's going on, guys? Evan, Tiki, Sean, Loogie. Listen.
Yes.
So I completely disagree with you guys. Look, let me ask you two questions and then I'll get to my point.
Go.
Evan,
go.
Tiki, all right?
Go.
And the rest of you guys can chime in as well. it's your show. But what's it called? Do you think the Giants will win the Super Bowl next year?
No.
Okay. Okay. When's the last time a solid quarterback won a championship? Was it Trent Dilfer?
No, Jalen Hurts.
And he wasn't even good. When's the last time a solid quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. Tiki just said it last year.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You think he's not? You don't think he's top 5-7?
I mean, Nick Foles. You go back if you want to go back to the Eagles.
Well, that's an anomaly. I feel like, I mean, you're right. But listen, we cannot lose this draft. There's no way, and I'll tell you why. Because either way, we're getting a blue chip player as long as we don't take the risk and draft Shedeur Sanders. We're either getting Abdul Carter, who's going to be an absolute stud, or we're getting Travis Hunter, the most unique prospect who's ever came out. And then next year, when there's a bunch of quarterbacks coming out, then we can address that.
I know, but I want to go back to the first thing you said, because it's an interesting argument, and which is, hey, solid quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls. And you're predominantly right. Like, Tiki can argue Jalen Hurts, but I think the jury is still out.
No, you're wrong. I'm right on that. He's not a top-end elite quarterback as we position quarterbacks. He is a great runner, but he's never going to throw for 4,000 yards. He's never going to throw 35 touchdowns. He wins because the system fits him perfectly, right? They have a great offensive line. They have they did, but now he's the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Had a fantastic offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore, who crafted things that you just don't see awkward often, but it fits exactly what he does. But from a definition that I think most of us would talk about, from an elite quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, the only way he's going to the Hall of Fame is if he wins multiple championships. Because yeah. It's not going to be, they have a great wide receivers room. It's not going to be on the analytics that we now evaluate quarterbacks for.
I'm not, you know what?
So maybe he changes that.
Right.
But when I look at the contemporaries that are like him, like Lamar Jackson ran for damn near 1,000 yards, threw for over 4,000 yards, had maybe one of the greatest touchdown interception ratios in football history, somehow finished second in the MVP to Josh Allen.
Right.
But if you're going to – here's the ultimate question. If you want Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson, which one would you want?
Lamar Jackson.
But which one has won a championship and which one has been to two and probably should have won the MVP even in the game that they lost?
But you're saying that was Jalen Hurts. But you're saying that his point, because his overall point and the crux of it is, if you're not elite, I don't want to draft you. That was his point.
No, but I disagree with that. Because the system and the circumstances matter so much more than the eliteness as we want to evaluate of the player.
So then would you draft someone who has a chance to be good to very good like Shedeur Sanders, at least in my opinion?
Okay.
That's how I view it.
So the question he should have asked is, how good do you think this giant offensive line is going to be in pass protection? How many of the other wide receiving weapons do you think are going to be impactful and dynamic and give this team a chance, or give this quarterback a chance to carry this team forward? That's the bigger question. It's not what's the quarterback, it's what's around the quarterback. Think about Jalen Hurts. They had three Pro Bowl offensive linemen, and then one who didn't make the Pro Bowl somehow, Jordan Mailata, who was an All-Pro. So basically four Pro Bowl offensive linemen. You have a fantastic tight end in Dallas Goedert. You have a 2,000-yard rusher. You have two of the best wide receivers in football, and it's all Jalen Hurts?
No, it's not.
Exactly. So unless you're putting your solid quarterback in that situation, you're just going to have a solid, good quarterback.
Right, but
you're going to have Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins.
But you have to get both. So even if you don't
It's harder to get both than you think. So you know why? Because this came up in the Seder that I was went to this past weekend with Mark Gerson, who is my co-founder of a company we put together. And
Dai Dayenu
is right. But he was talking about the plagues and like what's the importance of the plagues in the story of the Exodus? And it's not just, you know, it caused harm to Pharaoh. It's because it was consistent, right?
Yeah,
it was because it was precise, right? This is just the story, but it was precise and consistent. And anything that is successful requires consistency.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have consistency. The Kansas City Chiefs have consistency. The Los Angeles Dodgers have consistency. The dynasties that was the Miami Heat, even though they didn't only won a couple championships, they had consistency. Like, consistency matters.
But if you are the New York Giants, who don't have any of that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we agree? They don't have that. They're working to get there. They don't have that.
Right. What's more important?
No, but it's not even that. If a talent like Jalen Hurts was available at number three in the draft, are you taking him? Now, we admit, and
I
agree
with... drafted in the second round, dude.
I know, but knowing what we know now, would you draft him at number three overall? We know his talent.
Not if I could get him at number three in the second round.
No, but I'm saying, like...
I know what you're saying.
You can't have both. The Giants aren't the Eagles. So I agree with you. But is your attitude going to be, because they aren't set up the way the Eagles are now, don't draft a solid quarterback who could be elevated in a perfect situation?
So here's what's interesting.
You tell me.
I think the Giants are actually trying to follow that mold. It's different. Because think about the Eagles before they drafted Jalen Hurts. They had Carson Wentz, who they thought was a pretty good quarterback. He's going to be our quarterback going forward. And then all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts comes into the mix. Carson Wentz craps the bed, whether they knew that was coming or not. But and then Jalen Hurts gets his opportunity. He's not good right away, right? I mean, they won some games. They were a 500 team, but he wasn't really good that. And then a year and a half in, all of a sudden it clicked for him. And they had all this consistency around offensive line and skill position players built up around them that once he figured it out, they just took off. And so I think the Giants are trying to do that, right? Bring in a quarterback who's good. Doesn't have to be your future. Carson Wentz to them. For us, it's Russell Wilson and I guess Jameis Winston. But it's the other things that need to get built.
Absolutely.
If that doesn't get built, it doesn't matter who the hell's playing quarterback.
I agree, but you could say that both ways. Unless you have like one of the greats of all time, like a Patrick Mahomes or a Tom Brady. So I got to get something. I got to build towards something. And to his point about, all right, I'm with you about Jalen Hurts still proven otherwise. Who are the other average to good quarterbacks that have won championships? You mentioned Nick Foles. I'll give you another one. Peyton Manning at the end. He wasn't Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm sorry, I got to count that.
Right.
I'll also argue Joe Flacco.
Definitely good point. Flacco.
And
great point.
I don't know if I should do it. Should I just do it?
Don't even say Eli.
Eli Manning.
The problem with Eli, or at least trying to put him in this conversation, is that Eli in the postseason was a different animal.
I'd argue Joe Flacco was too. Dude, that run he had with the Ravens.
Do average to good quarterbacks retire top 9, top 8, top 7 in passing yards and touchdowns, Evan? Don't go there.
Well, I think the stats
how about we put him in the in-between category?
I would say that using stats, because you can't compare that to like a Johnny Unitas or Sid Luckman or an Otto Graham. I don't think it's necessarily fair.
He's a step above those guys, but he's not in the elite of the elite.
But do you think Eli's better than Otto Graham?
I mean, Otto Graham wouldn't know if he fell on me.
I did that on purpose.
I have no idea.
But my point is those guys shouldn't be degraded because stats are so different in 2025. I don't mean that as a knock on Eli or Drew Brees or anybody else, but when we use those stats as an end-all be-all, you're taking anyone who played before 1985 and you're basically saying I don't count them because their stats aren't as sexy. Either way, we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. A lot of strong opinions on what Joe Shane meant. And really, the value of how good a quarterback needs to be if you're going to take them at number three overall. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.